Then it's good when it had the shayla. He had the shayla. Could we go out and check out the kid to see if he was 18 or not? We'll soon see what that means. Then it's good to check him out to see if he has simonim or not. So Shbam explains like this. Why? Shim lo yimtzu by Cyrus, because if you're not going to find that he has hair by his makam erva, yachsi kuka katan, then we'll say true he's still a katan. Ad esrim until he's 20 years old. So the first, like we'll soon explain, v'daf linyan limcha benichsei aviv, there's such halacha that when can a kid sell his father's property? He needs two things. Tati binin shemayn esrei shon, he has to be 18 years old. This Cyrus, and he has to have hair. Avolinyan einshin a mitzvah ben yud gimel chashav gadol. It may be Cyrus. That's what Rashi says. Instead of Ravada Stamazoi, a kid becomes bar mitzvah, then he's mechuyev at mitzvahs and einshim when he becomes 13 and he has a Cyrus. This halacha to be 18 years old, this is a special halacha that you can't sell your father's property until you're 18. What's the matter? Elenu, Eliyamrit. So that's if you learn the shaila is if he's 18 or not. So it's very good why the shaila was. Should we check out the mace to see if he has Cyrus or not? Like if he has Cyrus, then he's a gadol. But if he does not have Cyrus, then he's not a gadol. But the question is, El Iyamrit. But if you're going to tell me the locher is, mi ben esrim, that unless the kid is 20 years old, he can sell benichsei aviv. If so, so we're talking about now that we know his age. Most probably that's not the shaila how old the kid was. Everybody, we look at his birth certificate. We know how old he was. The question is, though, did he have Cyrus or not? That was the question. Did he have hair there or not? If he had hair, but Mokam Erva, then he was a Godel. If not, not. But if you tell me the age is 20 years old, Lechura ki bot kulei my heavy. Why do I care if we check him out and we don't find Cyrus? So what? For Yotanan, we learned like this. For Yotanan, we learned, Gemara Nida, that Ben Esrim, if a person is 20 years old, Shloi Hevi Shtei Cyrus, that he did not bring two Cyrus yet, the halacha is Yovi Rai Shu Ben Esrim. Let him bring proof. Let him bring his birth certificate that he's 20 years old. Vuha Soros. That's called the Soros, like a delicate person. There are certain people that are never going to have hair. And therefore, the halacha is when they become 20 years old, they automatically have a halacha like a gadol. They're called a gadol right away, even without simonim. So all he has to do is bring proof that he's 20 years old. And even without Cyrus, Vuha Soros. And the halacha is Loi Cholis V'loi Miyavim. That he doesn't make chalitza, doesn't make yibum. Because the soros that can't have children doesn't make chalitza, doesn't make yibum. So Shbam says, Yovi raya, kroivi harmonic, the lifter mizea yobim, latir leshuk, lechalitza v'yibum. Vua soros, reyu soros, lechalitza v'yabim, kremu v'yom, see ya. Oh, so we're saying now that if you hold he has to be 20 years old, so once the kid becomes 20 years old, he's automatically a gadol. That even if he doesn't have Cyrus, he's called the Cyrus then. And then he's a gadol anyway. Bishlem, if the age is 18 years old, so there's two things you need. You have to be 18 years old and you also have to have Cyrus. You have to have hair. So it's a shalom that they said, Mishpacha said, he didn't have hair. And the other one says, maybe he did have hair. That's good at 18. If he doesn't have Cyrus, he's not called a gadol. But if the age is 20 years old, Lemaisa 20 years old, here the halacha is, even without Cyrus. 20 years old is called a gadol. So what's the shalom? What do you have to check him out for? Once you know that he's 20 years old, he's automatically called a gadol. If he had Cyrus, very good. And even if he did not have Cyrus, he's called the Cyrus. A Cyrus at 20 years old is called the Cyrus without Cyrus. At the locker room, he's called a gadol. So no matter what, the sale should be a good sale. What was the question here? Smara says no. Lavit merolo, didn't we learn on this? Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Omar Rav, for who should know the boy Simoni Cyrus? Just on the fact a person is 20 years old and he doesn't have Cyrus, that's not a proof that he's a gadol. He could still be a katan. When do we say he's a Cyrus? He has to have other simonim also. There are special simonim what makes a person into a Cyrus. His voice is very thin. His hair is very light. There are a lot of different simonim what makes a person into a Cyrus. So that we say if he's 20 years old and he doesn't have Cyrus, he's called a gadol, that's only with another condition, that he has to have also simonim, we see signs in him that he's not going to have any more hair. Then that person is called a gadol. But let's say he does not have simonim, Sarus, then like we'll soon see, he could still be called a Kotan. A kid could be 25 years old, and if he doesn't have Timoni Sarus, and he doesn't have Cyrus, he's still a kid, he's still called a Kotan. So therefore it's not, therefore it's good, our Shaila was, even though we know the kid was 20 years old, so what? But the B'nai Mishpoch is saying, listen, this 20-year-old kid is still a baby. The Maisu is saying he didn't have any Cyrus, and he didn't have any Simoni Cyrus, so he's not a Cyrus yet. So he's still a Kotim, and therefore the Mechira didn't take place. So it still could be a Shaila. That's why they said if he can't prove it, they wanted to check out the body, and with that they said, nothing doing. But Kolporim, even if you learn 20 years old, still is good why you have to check out to see if he has Cyrus or not. And Amar Rav says, Dekanam, I'll also bring you proof. Dekatoni, Vuhu Asaurus. It says when he's 20 years old without Simonim, it says Lashim, Vuhu Asaurus. And this is Asaurus. So the Churish Mamina, that's a proof. That what do you mean, Hu Asaurus? That means he has other Simonim also that he's Asaurus. Now when he becomes 20 years old without Simonim, without Cyrus, that's called a good Asaurus. Now the Gemara says, let's say you have a normal person. We don't see that his voice is different, his hair looks different. We don't see any difference in him. He looks normal. But he's 20 years old, even 25 years old. And he has no hair, but makam erva. So at kama, until how old can he be, that will still consider him a katan? He's not called a gadol. Midiraisa, a person only becomes a gadol with two things. He has to be at least 13 years old, and he has to have two sires. If he's 25, we'll soon see up to 35. He could be 34 years old, and he can still be called a katan. He's still potem in a mitzvah midiraisa. He can't be a seher. Midiraisa can't make kinyonim. Ad kam, until how old? Toni Rabbi Chia ad roiv shenoysof. Until the roiv of his years, which is 35 years old. Rashbam says 36. Roiv shenoysof, Rashbam says, lamed vav shana, when he hits his 36th birthday. Shehein roiv shivim. That's a majority of 70. Because still, like the pasuk says, yimei shenoysof, them shivim shana. Mashma, lifetime is spent, it's called 70 years. Seher for 70 is 35. So right with that is 36. So when a kid is 36 years old, then for sure he's a gadol. But a person could mamish be 35 years old, and he can still be called a katan. If a person does not have Simoni Cyrus, and he does not have Cyrus, we call him a katan. He's not called a gadol. Ad roiv shenoysof, that's halacha. So therefore it's good our shaila here also. Even though the kid was over 20, still it was a shaila that if he does not have Cyrus, he'll be called a katan. That was the shalom. The B'nai Mishpacha said he was still a katan, and the Lakucha says no, he was a gadol. So the shalom, who to believe? Nothing more says, Kios lekaim with Rabbi Chia, when they came in front of Rabbi Chia, Kios lekaim with Rabbi Chia. He said, when they wanted to check out this kid, could be he was an older boy already, and they didn't have simonim. So he said like this, E kochish, if the guy is skinny, weak, omelo livri, let the guy become fat, let him become healthy. Like maybe it's kichusha, since he's weak, that's what's causing him not to have hair. V'yivr, if the guy was a strong, healthy guy, omalu, then he would tell the kid, listen, lichshu, go on a diet, become a little bit skinny. Because the hani simonim, these Cyrus, the simonim, zimnin the yosei machmas kichusha, zimnin the yosei machmas b'riyusa. You know, sometimes becoming weak, skinny, that would cause the Cyrus to come, and sometimes becoming strong and fat, that would cause it to come. Therefore, if a kid that was over by mitzvah came to him to complain, says, I don't have any Cyrus, what can I do that I should start growing Cyrus? He was telling him, change around. If you were skinny, now become fat. If you're fat, don't become skinny. Because sometimes the change, that's what causes the Cyrus to come. That would make him into a gadol. Which Rambam explains, like a chusha means, Dilma machmas b'riyusai nosrabu. Maybe since he was so fat and big, that made the hair fall out. So if we told him, go on a diet, maybe that will stay there. Iboiliu, we have a question like this now. Toich zman, kilifnei zman, oiklacha zman. What's going to be the loch of toich zman? Rashi says, shnas shmein asara gufa, lamar, or else shnas etzman gufa lamar. Vehevi Cyrus, what's going to be if the kid is 18 years? He's in the middle of the 18th year. Like the 18th year didn't finish yet. He's in the middle of the 18th year. Like he passed his 17th birthday. He's 17 years and a half old now. And he has Cyrus. So if you're old, you have to be 18. Does it mean you have to be a complete 18? Or in the middle of the 18th year, it's enough? Or else, if you're old, you have to be 20 years old. That means that means you have to be, you lived already 20 years, you're now at the beginning of the 21st year. Or no, the beginning of the 20th year, the beginning of that, you know, is after you had your 19th birthday, and one day, this is the first day of the 20th year. That year, can you sell or not? That's a shayla. In the middle of that year, the 18th or 20th year, can you sell or not? Is it called kilifnei zman? It's still called like he's a kotin. He still cannot sell his father's property. Or it's called like lachas man, and yes, it's considered like it's already 20, like it's already 18, and the sale is a good sale. So Moses says, Amar Rav Nachman said like this, that toich zman, in the middle of the 18th year, or the middle of the 20th year, kilifnei zman, nothing doing, he's still called like a katan, v'nechsayaviv, that even though he has Cyrus, he can't sell a Yerusha that he received from his father until he has his 18th birthday already. And one day, he has to be the first day of the 19th year, or else the first day of the 21st year. He has to have his 20th birthday already. But before the 20th birthday, Teich Zmanoi, we hold, it's called Kalifnei Zmanoi. At the Maisa, he still is called a katan. He cannot sell his father's property. Screw it, there's a svar in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made up that to sell your father's property, not used to it, it's not yours. They don't want kids to start selling their father's property until they become this age. Even though for other kinyonim, when you're bar mitzvah, you could make kinyonim, but here, to sell your father's Yerusha, that means the Rabbanon, you have to be 18 or 20. Rava, see, Rava, Ronachim says, Terech Zman is Klefnei, Klevei Zman. Rava bar Rav Shelo Omar, Rav Nachman, Rava bar Rav Shelo said over the name of Rav Nachman, that no, that Terech Zman, Kliacha Zman. You should know that Terech Zman, after the 17th birthday, during the beginning of the 18th year, that's also enough. And during the 20th year, that's also enough. So get to some machlekes, what Rav Nachman say. Now the Gemara says, Behod the Rava, that Rava said, Lekula, Laba Ferishitma. It wasn't really we heard Rava say that. Elo Meklala was only a cloud learned it from, Elo Meklala Itma. The Yehu Terech Zman. There was once a case of a kid that was Terech Zman. He had his 17th birthday already. He was the beginning of the 18th year. The Ozel he went, Zovan Nichsei. And he sold his father's property. He sold the property Yashin from his father. Zovan Nichsei. So what happened? V'yosel came with the Rava. They came in front of Rava to find out if the sale is a good sale. He didn't reach the birthday yet. He was Terech in the middle of that year. Is it good or not? Omalu, he said back, Ishno, Loyosel v'leiklum. He did not do anything. It's not good. So man, the Chazal, the one that saw this story, Sova Mishum, the Terech Zmanoi, Kelefnei Zmanoi. He thought the reason is that Terech Zman is Kelefnei Zman. I mean, this is Rav himself. We have, our Gersa was, first it was Rav Amar Rav Nachman, and then it was Rav Bar Rav Shel, right? So now, that Rav himself said that Terech Zman is Kelefnei Zman, it wasn't clearly, it was this case. This story happened, and Rav told the person, Ishno, Lo Yosef Leklum, that the sale did not take place. Now, man, the chazah, the one that saw this sofer held, mishum the teich zman, klifnei zman. The reason why it's not good is because teich zman is called klifnei zman. Since he didn't have his 18th year old, but he wasn't 18 years yet, a complete 18 years, the sale does not take place. That's what we thought. That's why the Gemara says, ravot, teich zman is no good. But the Gemara says, really, v'loy, it's not true. I'll tell you, hosom, shtusa, Yeserta Chozibe. I'll tell you, Rava saw with this kid, he's almost acting like a shaita, like a fool. So he saw that he's too foolish, this kid. So only to this kid he meant to say it's no good. There could be somebody else, maybe it would be good. What was his shtus? What was the foolish thing that he was doing? He was like the Meshacher freeing his Eved. Like the Stam Yashin, the Neved Knani from his father, and he went ahead and free him. That's a shtus, he's not supposed to do it. There's a mitzvah le'olam em tavod, you're supposed to work for him forever, you're not supposed to free him. So the kid says, since Rava saw that he acted a little foolish, that's why Rava said over here that the sale is no good. But it could be it's not a complete proof. Maybe other cases of the kid would be normal, Rava would have agreed that Mechiri is good. Just here it's a little bit different. Yeah. L'maisa's mashmi is still, that's the way we pass him. L'maisa, we still pass him like Rava, that Terech Zmanoi, L'maisa is no good. Terech Zman is Klefnei Zmanoi, the Mechiri is no good. Alright, the turnover.
Malamur says, Sholach le Gidol ba'amanashiyo l'rova. Gidol ba'amanashiyo sent Rova, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu should teach us. Tinoikos, bas arbo esrei shana. You have a girl that's 14 years old, v'yoymechen, and one day, yoydas petiv masel matin, and she knows how to do business, she knows how to sell property. Now, what's the locha? Is the business, is the deal that she does, is it good or not? Yeah. So Sholach Lei sent back to him, listen, im yodas, if she knows betiv maso matin, if she knows how to do business, mekhoi mekach o memkro mecher, whatever she buys is called a good buy, whatever she sells is called a good sale. That's what he answered. Now the Morris Akash is a modern shala, why 14 years old punk? Felishak Lei tinik. Why don't he ask a question about a tinik, about a kid? No, let him say if he's 13 years old. So it could be this was not a Shiloh over here of Yerusha. This was Tam, a girl, 14 years, is she called the Gedolah or not? So he said, yes, she's 14 years old, she's called the Gedolah. If she knows what she's doing, it's good. But then he asked him, why don't he ask a question of a Tinnik? So he said, Maisa Shoye Kachoye, they don't ask me a question. That was the Shiloh they asked me. They came to me with a question, what's going to be the luck of a girl 14 years old? For the Gemara of Elishtach Lei Tinoikos, Vashtei Mesvei Shon of Yemechod. So why don't you say back already, when she's 12 years old already, we know a girl becomes a gedolah at 12 years old. So Gemara answers again also. That was the story here. They asked the Rover Shiloh, what's going to be the locha of a 14-year-old girl? She said that clearly. Maisa, she knows what she's doing. She's not a shaita. So then the Maisa, the mechir is good. Now the Gemara says, Ahu pochus mi ben esrim. There was a kid less than 20 years old. The ozal zova nichsei avua. He sold his father's property. To Gidol ba'Menashe. So Chiru, the sale is no good. He wasn't 20 years old yet. It's no good. Osla came with the Rav. So came in front of Rav. Omru lei Kroivei. So the Kroivim said, Zil ocha tamri. The Kroivim told this kid, listen, go eat some dates. V'shade be kishisha be Rav. And throw the pits at Rav. That's what the Kroivim told the kid to do in front of Rav. In other words, they wanted the kid to act like a fool in front of Rav. So Rav were paskin of a zoi, even though it's teich shenosai, but since he's a fool, it's no good. So Ovid Hocha, that's what happened. The kid did this. The kid like, ate some dates in front of Rav and spit the pits in his mouth and his face. Omlu, Rav saw this. Omlu, he said, Zvini, la Zvini, listen, this sale is no good. This kid is still a fool. He's a baby. He was fun of business. He's throwing dates, pits at me. He's a fool. That's what happened. Ki kokas v'lei shtar, when they went to write up a shtar, Omale Lekuchas told the kid, Zil Eimelol Rava, listen, you go to Rava and act smart. Tell Rava like this, Megillas Esther Bezuza. Somebody wants to buy a Megillas Esther called Zuz. Shtar Demar Bezuza. And your shtar also called the Zuz. Now, as you write a chash of a shtar, your shtar is also worth a lot of money. So the kid went now to Rava. Ozal Omale, he said like this. And he spoke smart. He told Rav, you should know, the shtar now is a very chashuv shtar, just like a Megillas Esther. Rav said, if so, Amalu, Zavini Zavini. If so, listen, the sale is a good sale. The kid seems to know this, what he's talking about. So therefore it's good. Omalei Kroive. So the Kroivim came back and said, Lekucha Sag Maru, no, nothing doing. This kid really is a fool. The reason why he answered this is because the Lekuchas taught him. They taught him to say this. But really, what he did before, like to throw the pits at you, that's what he is. Omalu Rav said, so what? Misavrilu Savar. Listen, they taught him something and he understood it. Vechivun de Misavrile Visavar made the yada. Once he understands something, that's a simon he's a godl already. Even though they had to talk to him, that explained it to him. That's like and made you know something. Vaid yavar hochi, chutz v'yaserato, hu dehavi dey. If so, how come he spit the pits at me? Then not the pshat, he's a fool. The pshat is he did a little chutzpah. That's called the chutzpah yisrat who the heavy bay. He acted a little bit chutzpahdik. But anachnami, lemaistiv, even though you have to teach him something, but after you teach him, now he understands it. So he said, lemaistiv, the metalpum is called, the mechira is called the good mechira. And Shimon said, like dova chokhma, for your day lehovin chokhimu, he knows to understand it. That's called chochem. Umemkur mechur is good. Vudu shodik shaita. How come he threw the pits At Rava, I'll tell you that's time chutzpah b'yamu d'yovid. V'loy mitzvah shtus, not because he was a shaita, because his time did chutzpah. But therefore, the sale taker is a good sale. Oh, my Rav Huna, Fred Rav Yeshua, Uli Eidus, Eidus say Eidus. Stam for Hilchas Eidus, Avad is Eidus is called a good Eidus. Hash Afa Pi Shomanu, Vapochus Michof, Shenidei Betiv Masa Mat Eina Moicher Benich say Oviv, Avli Eidus, Neman Hu Loyed, Masharo Vishomi Ben Yudgim Vielach. Avad, that we have to be 20 years old, that's only a new Aloch of selling your father's property. But to say Eidus, once you're 13 years old, you're cautious to be an aid. He could say something that you saw when you're 13 years old. Velech Meshevi Shtei Thiris. Hovi Yen is Shaita. As long as the kid is not a Shaita, he's allowed to say Eidus. Oma Mazutra. Mazutra said, Lo Yomoronelo Lumetaltli. The Zoni said, for Metaltlim. Trashi be Eidus Metaltlim. So if you want to say Eidus, whether you sold Metaltlim or you didn't sell Metaltlim, that you nemon. Abel Makor Koiloi. But negate Eidus of Karka, and that you're not Neman. Because since you can't sell something until you're 20 years old, so the Maisa, who are then you're not Neman? Omele Ravashi Lamazut, Mashat Ravazut, no. Maishna Metaltli. Why you say Metaltli is different? Tizvine Zvini, because since a cut, so once you're 13 years old, you could sell Metaltli. That's that you have to be 20 years old, that's only to sell Karka, to sell property. But stamp to sell utensils, that's not such a big sale, that you can do when you're 13. So therefore you want to say, since you could sell it, therefore you could be an aid also. So, that's what we learned. Hapu'oitois, that means young kids. Mekha nekum, when they sell something, it's called a good sale. Or if they buy something, memkha mekum, without them. If they buy or they sell utensils, it's called a good sale. With Rabbanim, they can make a kinyan. If they buy something, or without them, it's called chal. If so, hoch and amr, they do some edus. You want to tell me they could also say edus. And avad, we know that's not that way. Before you bar mitzvah, you can't say edus. So here you see, even though the sale is a good sale, it has nothing to do with edus. See, also, even though a kid 13 years old could sell metalklum of his father, but maybe for edus he's not kosher. Or Malay, is that back? No, I'll tell you. Hosom over there, be'inan, you need a poset that says, v'omdu shnei anoshim v'leka. I tell you about Eidus, it's a Gzeras HaKosiv, that it says, Shnei Anoshim. Anoshim means a Godol. You have to be a Godol. Therefore, even though a Kotin, he's allowed to sell a Metaltlim, but the Maisa to be Eidus, to say Eidus is a new Gzeras HaKosiv, the Rashbam says, V'yomdu Shnei Anoshim, the Eidus Magmin Lo Matech to Shruis, the Gemara Shruis says the song about Eidus, who bein an Anoshim Lo Ketanim. With Ashram, for the word Anoshim, you have to be a man, and not a Kotin. So even though a Kotin has the right to sell and to buy, if he understands what he's doing, but for Hilchas Eidus, you have to be Bar Mitzvah. So if it was no stira and Echnami, once you're Bar Mitzvah, you can say Eidus. Oma Amemus. Amemus said like this. Umat Nosse Matana. You should know the same thing. The Matana is also good if he gives a present. Rashbam says, Shel Ben Yemechot V'Yemechot. Heavy Matana. Afo Pi Shene David Hiv Masa Matan. V'Yemichros V'Kakros V'Mechiro. Even though we're saying now a kid cannot sell his father's property, a sale he can't make, but if he wants to give it away for a present, that's good. As long as he's bar mitzvah already, he has the right to give it away for a present. Even if he wants to give away property, but as long as he's not selling it, he's just giving it away for a present, that's also good. Tavashi said back, Ramema, hashto mazvini, the mekabel zuzi. Maduch, when he sells something, that Lamaisi is receiving money for it. So the whole transaction going on here. Omar, the Deloy, still you're telling me no, Madhur Abundance, no good. We don't want to sell things. Why? Dilma Moise, Lamazvin, maybe you'll sell the wrong price. Like he's not at age yet, it's no good business yet. He's only 13, 14. He's not 18, 20. He doesn't know the business. He doesn't know the market. That's why we don't want him to sell. Because we're afraid he'll get a bad deal. If so, Koshrein Matono. For sure should be a svara them with Rabbanan. They do not want the kid to give away a present, that he receives nothing back. Like maybe not, because he's a kid, he's too young, that's why he's giving away a present. But when he gets older, realize what he's doing, he won't want to give away the present. So for sure them the din should be that the matana should not be good. So how come you're telling me now that a Yerush, a kid, could give away a present? Omalei said back to him like this, listen, Omalei, the time according to your time,
Zovin shovi chamisha v'shisa. Let's say he sells something worth 5 for 6. And let's say he gets a good deal. Is hochinam is vini zvini? You want to tell me there, then the Rabbanim would say he could sell. Like we see, he's a charev, he's a sharp guy. He knows what he's doing. Elo, what do you have to say now? Kilu l'Rabbanim, yinuka mekarva daita gavi zuzi. That we know that a kid, when he sees money, gets excited about it. So even though one time I get a good deal, still we have to be afraid like a loy plug. When a kid sees money, he gets wild and he'll sell, and he won't make a good sale. Therefore, we don't let him sell it. Now, so therefore, it could be that's only svara by a sale. Because by a sale, since you get money, for any small amount of money, he'll go ahead and give it away. So therefore, we don't want him to do it. Mashenkin, stam matana, a present, there, he's not getting any money. So why is he giving away the present? But it has to be because he really likes the guy. The guy did him a lot of favors. So that will believe him. That he doesn't get carried away. It's only a svara, a kid gets carried away when he sees money. So that's why by a sale it's no good. But a matani doesn't get carried away. If he wants to give a present, Mustama, it has to be a good reason. Therefore we'll say the present's a good present. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding in the bottom of the Gemara again on Daf Kufnun Hegam at base. Come on, Kufnun Vov. The last Gemara was that Omer Amema said, "Hu matnose matono." You should know a son, if he's 13 years old, if he gives away a present from his father's property, so then the matono is good. That we learned before, you have to be 18 or 20, that's only if you sell it. But if you give it away for a present, then the matono is good. Omer le Ravashi la Meima, so Ravashi said to Meima, "Hashto mazvini." Like, why is that so? Mazvini, look at a sale. To makabel zuzi, that the son receives money. Oh, Martha, still you're telling me the lawyer, the sale is not a good sale, that there's a big sort to say, since he's receiving money, maybe therefore should be a good sale. Still you tell me what? Dilma moizlu mazvin, that maybe he'll get a bad deal, he'll sell it too cheap. If so, koshchein matono, to le moti le midi. For sure, than a present that he's not getting anything, for sure we should say it's no good. So Akam Amema says that this Godel, this Yud Gimel, could give away a present. Omleis, he said back to him, listen,